Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
As part of BBC Radio's Forest 404, a sci-fi thriller set in the 24th century in a world where forests have been erased from history, I listened to a talk, Death in the Digital Age, by Katie Thornton, researcher, public historian, and audio storyteller. I found it intriguing. Previously, to remember the dead, one might do something: open a photo album or visit a cemetery, a public library of stories, or acknowledge an anniversary. This still happens, but now, much more unbidden, social media can present us with the past. Facebook pages can be marked with the word remembering above the name of the person who has died. There are over 50 million, yes, I was surprised, digital graves or memorials on Facebook now. The page becomes a type of shrine in the cloud, and the clouds are buildings and buildings with corridors and more corridors full of wiring, flashing lights and servers, cemeteries of the digital age. As there are environmental limits to these data centres in terms of electricity and carbon dioxide, there are issues emerging about their sustainability, and thus who controls these digital legacies. We're used to shrines. Spontaneous ones at road fatalities are possibly the most common. Speaking of shrines, I heard that in Cardiff there is Ianto's Shrine. It is a large wall covered in messages and tributes. It began spontaneously in 2009 and it is still there. Indeed, it is a Cardiff landmark. Why this is interesting is because Ianto is a character from Torchwood, a spin-off from Doctor Who. It seems we can even grieve for literary deaths. I wonder how much the grief and memorialising we feel when someone dies is shaped by our belief about reality in terms of death and what lies beyond death. A walk through the British Museum will remind us how brutal life could be, how frequent death was, and how interlinked was this world and the afterlife. Proper preparation in this world was required for the next world, maybe supplying food and supplies for the journey in the afterlife. If you had servants or soldiers or attendants or even family to accompany you, then they too could be killed, so you would all journey together. From pets to grandparents, fictional characters to the loves of our lives, death is traumatic and wrenching because of loss. The unique place the deceased held in our life is now empty, and the sense of loss is generated by the strength of the relationship severed. It is also impacted by our belief in an afterlife, which definitely shapes our own living. The teaching of purgatory in Roman Catholicism has definitely shaped people's lives, as does samsara in the religions of India and jihad in Islam. Atheism's view of an afterlife impacts how atheists live. The Easter season in Christianity tells us not to be afraid and to have peace. In this most harrowing of times, we are directed to Jesus. All religions offer hope and comfort, and they need to be assessed, critiqued, and evaluated, just as you would do for anything that is supposed to help you. That is why Jesus is so important and everyone should consider him. Who else makes claims to be the resurrection and the life, and who has defeated death's power to make each death permanent? His empty tomb gives a clue. Anyone who says such things is either delusional, cruel and evil, or telling the truth. Of course, Christians grieve, but by the light of an empty tomb, we have hope because Jesus lives and the dead in Christ live, and that message can definitely shape our living as well. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you made the disciples glad by the sight of the risen Jesus. Remind us that he is always with us and that we now share in his resurrection, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.